Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my new series, Paul's Last Journey. Paul has been on two other missionary journeys sent out by the Church of Antioch. As before, the Holy Spirit will be Paul's guide, only this trip will not end in a return to Antioch, but it will end in Rome. Once again, Paul grew restless in Antioch, so he sent out on a new missionary journey. But this time, he found himself in Ephesus. It was here he settled down for about 2 years. He started out, as it was his custom in other missionary journeys, going to the Jewish synagogue and reasoned with them from the scriptures that Jesus was the promised Messiah. But as before, the Jewish leaders became hardened and disobedient, speaking evil of the new believers in Jesus. Paul withdrew from them and moved to a new facility at Tyrannus. From here, new believers came from a distance to learn about the Word of God and the grace of Jesus Christ. Paul not only taught, but God was performing extraordinary miracles at the hands of Paul. The disciples would take handkerchiefs or aprons that had been in contact with Paul and use them to cure the sick and to cast out evil spirits that infested people. In the same area, there were Jewish exorcists who went from place to place casting out demons that inhabited people. It was here they tried to use the name of Jesus and Paul when casting a demon out of a possessed man. This time, the demon spoke back at the Jewish exorcist. "We recognize Jesus and we know about Paul, but who are you?" The possessed man leaped upon the Jews, tore their clothes off, causing them to flee naked out of the house. Many amazing things were happening in Ephesus as the gospel was taught, and soon the opposition would hit back with a vengeance. The power of God is changing lives, and from this point in Tyrannus, Paul is making an impact by training and sending out believers all throughout Asia. God has also released some awesome powers into the hands of Paul to confirm his teachings. But, as before, the enemy of God will soon ratchet up the pressure. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.